From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. Senior U.S. officials said Sunday the time for talking about the diplomatic consequences of North Korea's latest missile test is over, since the danger to international peace that the North poses is now clear to all nations. U.S. bombers flew over the Korean Peninsula to demonstrate military strength Sunday, and Vice President Mike Pence, who is in Estonia, noted that the United States has all options on the table for responding to North Korea.
Well, the president's made it very clear that Russia's destabilizing activities, its support for rogue regimes, its activities in Ukraine are unacceptable. And the president made it very clear that very soon he will sign the sanctions from the Congress of the United States to reinforce that. But at the same time, as we make our intentions clear that we expect Russian behavior to change, the president and I remain very hopeful that we'll see different behavior by the Russian government with regard to Ukraine, with regard to supporting rogue regimes in Iran and North Korea.
The vice president referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to say that 755 U.S. diplomats in the country must leave in retaliation for new sanctions the United States is imposing on Moscow for its meddling in the 2016 election to help President Donald Trump win the White House. Late on Sunday, the U.S. State Department called Russia's decision to cut hundreds from the American diplomatic staff in Russia, quote, a regrettable and uncalled-for act. This is news from the Voice of America in Washington.